Hello, welcome to yet another episode of A Thousand Voices. We are close to the end of chapter 7. I talk about all things self-help, and chapter 7, I'm talking about time. This podcast is like a book, so if you want to understand it very well, go back to chapter 1, listen to everything, build your way up, and come to where we are now. So today's topic, which is very interesting, I think you're gonna love this. I'm talking about time and spirituality. So you will understand the lessons from religion. And I am a Christian. I was born a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. I also believe in the one true God. And I also believe and understand that other religions also believe in God, right? So I don't have a specific, I don't judge how other people decide to worship God or what they believe in, but I just know that there is one true God. So in this podcast, I'm just going to give you an understanding of what other people believe in. So from Christianity to Buddhism, many religions explore the concept of time and what lies beyond it. And how does spirituality change your view of time? So when it comes to spirituality in religious beliefs, right? Spiritual beliefs, they often are different, right? Within the nature of the existence of the earth. And also the understanding of the everlasting nature of the soul or the spirit, right? And many religions also recognize the patterns in time, such as seasons, life cycles, cosmic cycles, and they also reflect on the interconnectedness of our existence. So that's that. Then there's also divine timing. And what this means is, you know, according to faith tradition, it just means that events unfold according to the divine plan. So this is from God. This is from the creator of all living things, divine intelligence, higher source. And it also encourages believer to trust in the higher power's timing. So there's always that divine timing, divine planning, divine alignment. Then also, spiritual practices focus on living in the moment and understanding the importance of your awareness in a particular moment and being intentional on how you experience time. So living in the moment, embracing the moment, living in the now, appreciating now, staying positive now, and just being mindful and staying in the presence. Then time is also viewed as a teacher because, you know, you learn from the lessons that from the experiences that you have. And it also helps, time also helps us cultivate patience and resilience and understanding that life has trials. And within those trials, there are waiting periods and everything happens for a reason and you just have to be patient. Then there's also the concept of time gives birth to opportunities of starting afresh. It gives birth to opportunities for forgiveness and transformation and potentially change within your life. Then, this is quite controversial, and I really enjoyed the next part I'll talk about, which is lessons from actual religious texts from different religions. So this, many religions discuss the end times or the final judgment, and many religions have a different interpretation about that. And now, lessons from every religion or most religions. So the Bible says there's a time for everything, right? And in Buddhism, time is seen as cycle, like it's seen as a cycle. So I'm gonna show you what time is kind of seen, or how time is kind of understood in every religion. So this is based on the key religious texts about time and eternity. First with Christian, because I'm Christian, the Bible in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 to 8. You can go and read that. But to summarize it, it talks about how everything is a season, emphasizing on how the cycle of nature works. Then in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, talks about with God, a day is like 1,000 years, illustrating God's perspective on time versus the human understanding. Then in the Quran, which is Islam, in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:155-156, discusses the trials of life and the importance of patience, and also highlighting how nature is involved within the worldly existence. Then in Saha al-Hadid 57:22, no disaster strikes upon the earth or among yourself except that it is in a register, as in its divine knowledge of time and events. Then from Hinduism, this is the you can already tell that I don't know this. I'm trying to pronounce this name properly. In the Bhagavad Gita, and this is within the Hinduism religion, chapter 2, verse 14, discusses the eternal nature of the soul versus the temporary nature of the physical body. And I think this is plus or minus what you can find in the Bible as well, because it does, there is the body. The body is ever wanting, the body is ever after doing, like, ever committing sin, stuff like that. But you get to have the spirit that can keep you stronger and tied to faith. Then you have the Taoism, which speaks about embracing the stillness of eternity. Then it also discusses the attempt of control time and the importance of the flow of natural things. So just don't try and control time, just understand the natural flow of things. Then again in Buddhism, time is a river. That's verse the Dhammapada. I don't know what that is, but yeah, verse 112 talks about time is a river, it flows. And then it also highlights the fleeting nature of life and the significance of mindfulness in the present. Then another one from the Mormons, the Latter-day Saints in Alma 34:32. This life is the time for men to prepare to meet God. And I think this aligns with some of the messages in the Bible, because we are living in the last days. We have to continuously anticipate the second coming of Christ, and we have to prepare our mind, our body, our spirit, and be ready for that. Then there's also a reflection on faith and reliance on the divine timing and the importance of our earthly choices in the context of eternity. So I think it's quite interesting how the spiritual aspect of our lives is tied to time. And one of the biggest things I've picked up from all religion is just following the order of things, understanding faith, understanding patience, and also just being prepared for the second coming of God. So yeah, that's pretty much it from the religion side of things and how we can incorporate spiritual lessons to time, because most of our spiritual teachings encourage us to live in the present. Through prayer and meditation and mindfulness, we can practice daily mindfulness, we can set our intentions, we can embrace patience, we can cultivate gratitude, which is a big one, and we can connect with nature. Forgiveness. Oh, almost forgot that. We have to work on letting go of grudges, both on ourselves and others. So yeah, that's everything on time and spirituality. I think that was a bit of a summary. There is so much more that we can learn and understand. However, thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.